Welcome to Gulf Coast Music on WGCU Fort Myers 90.1-2 HD and WMKO Marco 91.7-2 HD. I'm James Till. Joining us today is Don Jensen. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, Don, what are some of your earliest memories of music, and how did you really get started playing music?
Well, early on, I had the benefit of having a family that listened to music because we didn't have a television. My dad was in country, and my mom was into the 60s music, and my brother was into the hard rock of the 70s, so I got a pretty wide palette. And I had a play guitar when I was pretty young, but I never knew how to play it, but I thought I did, and I played with it my whole life, but I never really started playing music until after I graduated high school.
What will you be playing for us first?
This is a song called God Bless the Rain. Top. Up on the Great Divide, the storm clouds roll in, in rolls the night, and I'm watching the sunset. The lightning hit the ground. After that, a wall of rain. The only sound. God bless the rain. God bless. I've been feeling bad since my baby gone. Just thinking about the times we had. I left my happy home, a cloud over my head. Black as coal. Well, yes, I need a little rain come pouring down and clean my soul. God bless the rain. God bless rain. God bless the rain. Grit your teeth and say it again. desert blooms a week after it rains. And don't give me no reason to complain. Can't change the weather, can only change my mind. And gonna let a little rain get me down. Look, there's a rainbow behind. Life ain't always blue skies and sunny days. One of the things that helps us grow has got a touch of gray. God bless the rain. God bless the rain. Rain, 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 rain. Grit your teeth and say it again. God bless the rain, grit your teeth and say it again.
That was God Bless the Rain by our guest, Don Jensen. So you said this is one of your older songs. What was the inspiration behind it?
I was playing on top of a mountain because a friend of mine thought it would be cool, and it really was. But we were looking across the valley, and a thunderstorm started rolling in towards us. And so we got a firsthand experience of the first verse, and we had to get on out of there pretty quick.
How did growing up in Colorado influence your music?
There's a pretty big bluegrass scene in Colorado, and there's also a lot of rock and country that go together, and so it kind of made my sound, I believe, that rustic Western sound.
What will you be playing for us next?
This is a song called 100 Years. From now, what would they see if they were looking back at you and me? Would it be the start of something brave and bold? Held you in my heart over 99 years ago. Thank you. family lived. Each would have a story to share about how Grandpa loved us so. When he first saw you over 99 years ago,
That was 100 years. This one you said was for your daughter?
Yes, I wrote it under the pretense that I wrote it on the day she was born, but I actually just wrote it a couple, 3 months ago.
You said you didn't really get started until after high school. When would you say you did get serious with music?
Well, after I got out of the military, I moved into this small mountain town up near all the ski resorts, and a lot of my friends played acoustically. And so I got an acoustic guitar, and soon after that I started playing what I would consider seriously.
How did the move to Florida affect your music?
My guitar loves the humidity down here, and I've written quite a few songs that are more specific to the southern mentality and the heat. It hasn't affected it that much, though. This is a similar musical environment to Colorado. There's a lot of country and rock mixed together.
What's next on the list?
This is also an older song. It's called Just Like Campbell's because it's good.
I'd really like to see you again.
That was Just Like Campbell's by our guest, Don Jensen, the good song. What will you be performing for us next?
This is a song I'd like to dedicate to my friend Cal Durante. It's called So Long, Reaper.
Yes, I know this is what I've sown, but it ain't any easier just because I've known. Heaven knows I haven't lived the purest life, but I've been told I might not make it through the night. Taking that off, Reaper. Oh, why you wanna be so eager? 'Cause what you want from me is already gone. So long, Reaper. Will you come back? You'll see. Best time I ever had, but that was such a long time ago. When your life's behind you, you might not want to know. So take the night off, Reaper. Oh, why you want to be so eager? 'Cause what you want from me, been gone so long, so long, Reaper. When you come back, you'll see. Yeah, I went fishing with my daddy. So long.
That was So Long, Reaper by our guest Don Jensen for his friend Cal. Do you want to tell us more about Cal?
Yeah, Cal was a really big musical influence on me. And he came down with lung cancer. And so the two of us came down to Florida together because he had some friends down here. And he thought it would be easier for him to breathe, which it was. And he had a little better time, a little better quality of life towards the end there. Through him, I met his friend, Rocco Hermance, who is a Grammy-nominated songwriter, and he's also been a huge musical influence on me. And so between the two of them, this song really resonates with me.
Thank you for sharing that. What current musical projects are you working on?
Just my own. I would like to get together with some other musicians, but I haven't really met too many people since I've been here.
What will you be playing for us next?
This is a song I'd like to dedicate to my wife called Look Like Hell. Traveling way too long on a rough and rugged road. I've been moving way too fast with a way too heavy load. Pulled into town to see her, just a glad I wasn't dead. You look like hell. That's all she
Look Like Hell by our guest, Don Jensen. And what are you doing outside of music here?
I'm a contractor. I build docks, and that's basically it. And that and raising my four-year-old daughter keeps me plenty busy.
Well, what will you be playing for us next?
This is a song called That Would Explain. Looking out of my window, the evening sun sinking low, reflections on the snow.
temporarily blinded me. That reminded me of you. What it is I'm drawn to, an extraordinary view, too beautiful to see. Tell me, why can't I see you? And anything I do, the whole night through, tell me, why can't I see you? There must be something wrong with my eyes that would explain why. Why can't I see you? I'm looking out of my window. The morning sun rising slow. Reflections on the snow reminding me
that was That Would Explain by our guest Don Jensen. Is there an explanation behind that song?
Well, no, it's just kind of a song about being in the mountains and seeing snow.
What would you say has the biggest impact on your music?
Well, the work has had an impact on my music, and having a young daughter has an impact on my music as well, because she is very sweet, and she always comes in and dances whenever I go to practice, and it's fun to watch her do that.
With your daughter and work, do you think there's a specific role music plays in your life?
It's a pretty big role, actually. I don't know if this is from when I was a kid and we didn't have television, but we don't have cable in our house, and we basically keep TV to a minimum. And so for entertainment, most nights it would be music, whether we play songs on the radio or I pick up my guitar and play.
What's next on the list?
This is called Just Such a Man. Why you wanna do me like that? So damn fine, not mine. Do me like that. Look at her, there she goes, any way the wind blows, do me like that. Lady, precious lady, what you thinking? Oh, can't you see your eyes so far away? Those names, well, they don't mean me. But whatever, twist your crank, I will twist it if I can. 'Cause you are such a lady, and I'm
man. Yeah, I'm just such a man. Why you wanna do me like that? So damn fine, not mine. Do me like that, you do me like that, don't do me like that. You do me like that, don't do me like that. You do me like that, yeah.
That was Just Such a Man by our guest John Jensen. Is this about anyone in particular?
About me.
What are some of the biggest challenges you faced in continuing your music?
Not injuring myself at work is one of them. I've had times when I've busted off a fingernail and not been able to play for a month or two. And another one is just having the energy to play. If you come home and you've been out in the heat all day, it's pretty hard to want to pick up your guitar and play after sweating.
What will you be playing for us next?
This one's called Live Another Day. Watching the sun shine in, nothing better to do today. Brown my skin. Well, maybe tie one on, but don't think I'm long gone. I'll be holding on. Isn't that the way? Live another day.
Tennessee, but don't think you've seen. I'll be home to stay. Live another day. I just can't wait to see you smile, not so far away. Just ask me in a while, listen what I say. Live another day.
That was Live Another Day by our guest Don Jensen. You told me this was about a friend and moving away.
Yes. Originally, I had written this song for my friend. I was going to be moving away, and he was pretty sad about it. As it turns out, though, I didn't move away, and he ended up moving away, and I was pretty sad about it.
Well, at least the song was still there then.
And it's a positive one.
Is there a goal you have for your music in the future?
Yes, I would like to be able to, if not play my own songs, have other people pick them up and play them and run with it. I would like to become a professional musician instead of a professional carpenter.
What will you be playing for us next?
This song is called Anyway. Such a long time ago, you were someone I used to know. I knew right then, but I don't know why. I never even tried anyway. You should know that I want you bad. Just never had the nerve to ask. You robbing me of my sleep. 'Cause lately it seems all of my dreams could come true. Thank you.
nights and days. But I just can't count the ways I failed to do anything to make you think about me today. Fears. You've known me for all these years. What is the worst thing that could happen besides never asking?
That was Anyway by our guest Don Jensen. What's the inspiration behind this one?
This is just one of those few songs that I have that isn't about me. It's just about somebody who has a crush on somebody else.
Are there any other instruments you're thinking about picking up?
Lightweight ones. I'm not very multi-instrumental.
What's next on the list?
This is a good old standby party song called PBR.
And for those that aren't aware about what PBR is,
it's not pro bull riding, it's a Pabst Blue Ribbon. From a can, you buy these cans of 12 packs from the liquor man. If you drink a lot of them, you'll get really high. Don't get me wrong, they're not the best, but they'll get you by. BBR, R, R, BBR, R, R, BBR, R, R, BBR, R, R, BBR. Drink them by score. But if you're keeping track, us Denver Bronco fans drink more. It's PBR, R, R, PBR, R, R, PBR, R, R, PBR, R, R, PBR. R, R, BBR, R, R, BBR, R, R, BBR.
PRB, 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 P. PBR.
That was PBR by our guest Don Jensen. What's next up on the list?
This is a song called Bearable, another song I'd also written for my friend Cal. Sitting on the front porch watching the world go by, watching the world go by without you. Me and my dog just sitting here wondering why, wondering why you won't come into view. Things have been strange around here without you. I don't seem to know which way to turn. Can't remember ever having been so blue or lost so deep it burns, or lost so deep. Seem to flutter by. It's like a butterfly. Just the other day, we were together laughing and getting high. We touched the sky along the way. I knew we were wrong when you left me. It's a lesson I had to learn. Living without you is bearable sometimes. Still a loss so deep it burns. It's a loss so deep.
That was Bearable by our guest Don Jensen. Finally, the most important, where can people hear you perform?
Well, I had been playing at some open mics here in the area. I played at the Connection a couple of times downtown, and there's this place called The Hideaway I played at once. And I also heard that there's a place out on Pine Island called Woody's that does an open mic on Wednesdays. And I'd like to go out there and check that out. I haven't yet, though.
I hope you the best of luck when you do.
Thank you very much.
What will you be ending the program with?
This is a song called The Deep End, and I wrote it about a dream that I had. So it's kind of a true story.
And what dream inspired it?
A dream that I had that I'd fallen in the water and was drowning. Thank you.
Last night I had a dream. I was 10 feet down and gaining steam. When I hit the bottom and knocked the wind right out of me. And then no strength it seems, a surface I wouldn't see. No, I wasn't panicking, but when I woke I couldn't breathe. Strangest things it always seems, showing to me when I dream. Seems just like it's happening, it feels so real. I'm barely woke, I still could hear the water rushing past my ear. And all I think, it's been so long since I've been down here.
That was The Deep End by our guest, Don Jensen. For producer Richard Chinqui, and with thanks to Nita Flores from Nita's Music Connection, doing business as Southwest Florida Music, I'm James Till. This is Gulf Coast Music on WGCU Fort Myers, 90.1-2 HD, and WMKO Marco, 91.7-2 HD. Thank you for joining us, and thank you.
Thank you.